Her parenting plan says no alcohol whatsoever when the kids are with the parent. He drinks and drives.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode.
This one is about alcohol. I'll try to sum it up here. A parenting plan says no alcohol whatsoever when the kids are with the parent. He drinks and drives after consuming a lot of alcohol. Kids' word against his. I'm afraid that nothing's going to be done. I can't keep paying, I guess, lawyers to end up in the same situation. What should I do?
So if you have concrete evidence that your co-parent is drinking, then that is a true, sorry if you heard that, that was my dog. that is a true emergency to be calling your lawyer about, because those matters can't be handled without legal representation. What most likely needs to happen and was not in your settlement or your parenting plan was that no drinking should be done during time sharing. And if you have a co-parent who you know tends to drink and will be dismissive of that rule that was in the parenting plan, then they have to provide maybe breathalyzer tests prior to the time sharing. And I know clients who have done that, but that the way they got there was because they protected themselves and their parenting plan, and they put language in there knowing that their co-parent has a drinking problem. And so by putting that language in there, that protects them. So in the future, if the child's saying, "Daddy drank too much," or whatever they're hearing, you now have support to go to a court and say, "This is happening, we need help." So if it's not in your parenting plan and you know what's happening, call a lawyer, find a way to revise your parenting plan so that protection is in place.
Yes, it reminds me too, one of our sponsors is SoberLink, and they deal specifically with this problem, and they work a lot with lawyers and judges because this is not an uncommon situation. Mm-hmm. So it's a way to look, help both parents this situation.
Kids. Yeah, yeah. Don't delay on this one. If this is something happening for you, get on it as soon as possible, because this is a true life or death situation.
It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, "What the F?" If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.